This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. And my final guests for this afternoon are in the studio is Liz Steffen and Catherine Walston from Camcrag. Very good afternoon to you both.
Hello.
Catherine, lovely to see you again. Liz, we've not met before. Catherine, just remind us, what does Camcrag do? And more importantly, what's the situation like out in Callan?
Well, Camcrag, as you know, because you came with us last year, runs convoys out to Calais with things like sleeping bags, tents, dry clean clothes, toiletries, things for the people who are sleeping rough there in the area around Calais and Dunkirk. And at the moment, we think there are probably about 1,200 people.
Okay. So those numbers are slightly down, aren't they?
They are slightly down. They do go up and down. You can never quite tell how many people there are because obviously most of them are in hiding.
Absolutely. Well, as I say, I was literally just saying off air, I drove through that part of town only last weekend and it was spookily quiet as far as I could see. It's the untrained eye off the motorway, you know, looking off the motorways. It's like, crikey, you know, in the past you kind of seen evidence, but certainly down near the tunnel, there didn't seem to be any evidence at all. I guess the problem also as well was that there was 12 miles of static lorries.
Yes.
And that, I guess, it must be a real challenge for them, isn't it?
Yes.
Because the refugees are going to be trying to get on board those things.
Yes, they are.
And they are just sat there.
They are. Well, there was a death at the border only this last week of a 19-year-old Ethiopian boy doing exactly that, trying to get in the back of a lorry. Very sad. They had to bury him in Calais because he was Muslim. You can't get him home quick enough.
Sure. Okay, and then what do we think? I mean, everything is being masked by Brexit at the moment. So what is the situation out there? You've been telling me that really Macron's policies are pretty much unchanged over the past few months.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think there's been any change at all in the attitude of the CRS, the French riot police. Their mission is to keep moving people on under French law. I think if you establish a camp for more than a couple of days, you get squatter's rights. So that is the reason they keep trying to find these encampments and destroy them and move them on. But it's more to do with the unnecessary force. I mean, these people aren't criminals.
No, and they've had a tough and long enough old journey.
Exactly.
Getting this far and then start kicking them around is not fair, is it? Now, as you say, I've been out to the warehouse, the distribution point out in Calais. Linda and I went out there last year. It's an amazing place. There's an awful lot of stuff there. But are you short of anything at the moment?
Sleeping bags.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. Help Your Refugees have been asking for more sleeping bags. That is the main thing. And volunteers. I mean, bodies. That's good.
Well, again, that's how it's hard to keep this sort of thing in the news when all we're hearing is Brexit, isn't it? Everything else, it doesn't matter whether it's you know, local or a bit more international. It's just getting swamped, isn't it?
So people are very generous with donations of things like clothes and shoes, but you then need people to sort it out once it gets there.
Yeah. Okay, and when people do volunteer, what sort of commitment do you need from them? People to go on the convoys or people to help at the warehouse or mixture of both?
Mixture of both. I mean, it's perfectly possible to go to the warehouse without coming through us. You just contact Health Refugees. They have a little form that you can fill in and just say when you want to come, what you can do, and you can go for as long or short a period as you like. But we go about once every 6 weeks. We take a convoy of, you know, half a dozen cars filled up to the brim with useful things and as many people as we can fit in, and we all go and, you know, chop vegetables and make curries and distribute those things.
And it is an amazing experience. I would highly recommend it. It's the people you meet. Is it as well?
It's the most fun in the warehouse.
It's such a mix of people.
Yeah.
And you find yourself standing sort of pot washing or whatever next to people you'd never imagine you'd be stood next to, all with amazing stories. And the people who do the convoys, you know, just everyone's got their reason for going, and those aren't always the same reasons. And it's fascinating.
So it's very organic, you know, it's very sort of DIY. If you've got a good idea, do it.
Yes, and that was what I particularly liked about it, is that whole thing, is people thinking on their feet.
Mm.
Right, let's turn our attention, because you've got a big art exhibition coming up. Liz, tell us about this. What is it and what's going on? My goodness, that's a poster.
Okay. Have you seen this?
I have. I've seen the artwork. Is amazing, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
Well, this comes... I saw this in an exhibition in in one of the university departments, and the Alison Richard building. He's a Swiss artist who now lives in Greece and attached himself to refugees and went on, produced an exhibition called Itinerary, which is really following the refugees in their everyday lives as they move across countries.
Wow. So, very striking picture.
Yeah, and very kindly he allowed us to use this particular image. And we'll have a few of his photographs in the exhibition as well.
So this is Andrea Bonetti, is that
That's right? Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
And this chap is a rescuer with the Greek Coast Guard or something? I think he's welcoming a family getting off a boat or something?
I don't know if he's done that. He is an official... He has become an official photographer. Sorry?
Amazing.
The chap with the beard in the photo, yeah.
Yeah. It is lovely. So, okay, so tell us about the exhibition then.
Well, we've put out a call for submissions, and we have a trickle of them in. We've got interest from a variety of different people, which is very exciting. We've got some fabulous fabric work from Deanna Tyson. She is very inspired by political and social situations. That's her primary motivation. And she produces wonderful kimonos that tell a story.
Goodness.
And she has one or two specifically about refugees. So we have her on board. She's helping us. We also have interest from a refugee who is in Paris, Abdul Sabour, who's had an exhibition recently in New York. He was given a camera by a well-wisher while he was a refugee and started taking a lot of pictures. And he also was covering the refugees in their journeys and in their difficult situations.
I guess it must be interesting and easier when you're actually a refugee yourself to take those pictures, because to be a journalist, to be a member of the media, you're always on the outside looking in. But to be one of them, you're maybe trusted a little bit more. You're going to get more of the inside story, aren't you? And these pictures are really quite striking, aren't they?
So, yes, here's one of a train track. It's probably somewhere in the Balkans, on the Balkan trip, with a chap just finding a water outlet there on these old deserted tracks and having his morning wash. But he's got a lot of these, and he has promised us that he will send us some files.
Fantastic.
From France. Then we have... there are hundreds of artists in Cambridge, but we've gone more widely than Cambridge, actually. We've put out feelers elsewhere in the country. We've had some replies from Brighton, Edinburgh, people who want to do something for the cause, just as people go down and chop vegetables. So artists feel, well, here's something I can do, and in their artistic life, they're not perhaps often asked to do that.
No.
We have one here, for example, which is from a Cambridge artist. There's a Syrian refugee in the background here, but what is home for her is her kettle and her mint tea and her tray. Wherever she is, she has that.
That's very thought-provoking, very simple, isn't it? And that's what home means to somebody.
Yes.
So that's the title of the theme of the exhibition, isn't it?
Yes.
Home.
Yes, and it can be interpreted. What we're trying to be as open as possible. We didn't make it more specific than that. We said it was in support of the homeless in Northern France and in Cambridge, homeless refugees in Northern France and homeless in Cambridge, mm-hmm. and we are supporting. Through this, the Cambridge Church's homeless project, which now has 12 religious centres, 11 churches, and a synagogue, and that has grown quite a bit in the last couple of years.
I was gonna say,
well,
that speaks volumes, doesn't it? With all the problems we have going on in the world, like Christchurch and everything, it speaks volumes that in Cambridge you've got 11 churches and a synagogue working together.
Yes,
it's very. Reassuring.
I think we should work to get a mosque in on there as well.
Yeah, very reassuring. Then we'd be done, wouldn't we? That's it. We joined up all the dots. That's it. Just come and see how we do it. Okay, so you're looking for more art to come in?
We want, we're delighted to have people submit. We can't necessarily show everything, but I think we'll try to show as much as we have. But the space in Michael House is limited, and it depends on the size. But the great thing about that venue is that over the course of 3 weeks, we should get 6,000 people coming through the doors.
That'll be good.
Mainly for food and drink. But some may come for the church or other reasons. So there's a potentially big audience And we're also helping hoping to get a lot of different groups in, the marriage, if you like, of artists and social workers and people working for refugees, but also university students. We're trying to bring the university in as well. We've contacted all the colleges. We have worked on societies in colleges and in the university as a whole that help with refugees or that offer to graphic societies. So we're trying to bring these different elements together.
This should be a fairly amazing exhibition by the time. Just a sample.
Yeah. We're inviting sixth formers as well.
Just the samples you've shown me are amazing, so that's good. Now, the exhibition itself will take place in June, is that right?
It will, from June the 10th to the 29th.
Okie dokie. So that's including Refugee Week, so it really is going to be front of house at that moment, isn't it? And very poignant. Yes. And the money raised, as you say, going to Camp Crag and the Cambridge Church's homeless project. So.
That's right. We never expected this to be a major money raiser, because by its nature, there aren't built-in ways of making a lot of money. However, we found from other events that people are very generous, and just getting people through the door and interesting them.
Yeah, they'll always find a spare couple of quid, won't they?
Yes, we've asked people in the past, please be generous, and people here in Cambridge have been very generous. Yeah. I mean, when we think what we've made over the last year.
I remember I saw your email earlier, Catherine, just the one about coming in this afternoon, and I saw the event in January, the sleep out. You did rather well off the back of that, didn't you? Brilliant. What was the number again?
It was £11,000.
That's extraordinary, isn't it?
Camp Crag and the Whitworth Trust.
That is extraordinary, yeah, and the Whitworth Trust, right this minute, that needs to go into the fighting fund, doesn't it, at the moment, because Whitworth House facing closure. That is amazing to do that as a result of a sleep out. That is extraordinary, £11,000.
Yes,
it does show the depth of feeling in Cambridge and the depth of support for the work you do.
Yes, really does.
Excellent. All right, so if people want to get in touch with you and actually start and think about maybe submitting work, how do they do that?
Best way is by email. So we have a submissions email address, which is homeart@camcrag.org.uk.
homeart@camcrag.org.uk. If you're driving along and you can't write that down, just email us here in the studio. We'll send you that back out when you can park up somewhere. Okay, and the deadline for submissions?
26th of April.
So you've still got a little while yet, just over a month, haven't you? So there's plenty of time to think. And is there a time limit if someone's done photographs or if they've made something? Is there a time limit on that, or is it going to be recent, or can it be something?
No, that's right. We've said it can be something that's already been exhibited, and of course some of these already have been exhibited. And it can be newcomers, new artists, or established artists.
Well, there you are.
So we're
pretty much
spreading
any
the net as widely as possible.
Yes, pretty much any medium, but probably not sculpture.
That's right. 3D is a little bit more problematic.
Purely because of the space you've got.
Yeah. Because of the space and because of the difficulty in safeguarding that. Mm. When things are hung, that's one thing. But when they're standing on something, we even with volunteers going in, we would always, if somebody was very very committed, we would always look at ways of accommodating them and trying our best.
Bless you. But the more traditional art, 2D and framed and stuff you can put on the wall is much easier if we can.
Yes, but we have fabrics, they're going to be hung.
Sure. That'll be lovely. And then she's saying the kimonos. All right, so there we are. So the deadline for submissions is Friday the 26th of April. It's homeart@camcrag.org.uk if you'd like to get in touch. And the exhibition itself is at the Michael House Centre on Trinity Street, and that runs from the 10th to the 29th of June. I'm sure it's going to be an amazing exhibition. I'm sure, as always, Cambridge will step up to the mark. Oh, yeah, I'll be there. Don't worry, I'll be along. It's absolutely any excuse to go to Michael House for a bit of tea and cake, to be honest. Listen, Liz and Catherine, it's been lovely to see you again this afternoon. Good luck with it. Keep us posted. And it's 26th of April. You've got to get your submissions in by then. Thanks very much indeed for coming in this afternoon.
Thank you.